Welcome to Trends.
Welcome, one and all.
It's a podcast where we get a topic and we talk about it and a bunch of stuff happens. Who cares?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Anyways, I'm Levi Weinhagen, and with me, as per usual,
is
Mr. Yeah. Daniel
Hetzel.
Jay Hetzel.
That Jay will remain a mystery.
It will. Let's all welcome Dan to the program today. Go ahead. I'm just going to, everybody, if you want to applaud, go ahead. Dan, not you, Dan. You don't have to applaud. Okay. No, I meant like anybody else who wanted, like just if anyone's listening.
All right.
No, I mean like in the ether. Like just, I wanted you to feel welcome. And I think sometimes you don't feel welcome. And I wanted to make sure that it's clear that you are welcome. You are welcome. Dan, you're welcome?
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Wait, no. I'm not. I'm saying you're welcome.
No, I'm saying you're welcome for your welcome.
We're just getting off track. I just wanted to welcome you in. You don't have to make a big thing out of it.
Thank you.
Just welcome to the Trend Studios.
It's good to be here. Glad to be welcomed.
Please don't cut me off when I'm welcoming you.
Okay.
That's rude.
Okay.
We haven't talked in about a week. We're back here. We're back in the back into the groove of things.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, I had a lot of stuff happen this week.
It was a week.
That's vague.
Nothing fascinating.
7 days.
Yeah, 7 days flew on by.
Did 7 nights also happen?
I assume probably more night than day, you know, but yeah, they flew by, both of them, you know, the nights and the days combined to make a melange of a week that I just wasn't very remarkable.
That's fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
I'm glad you're talking about
it. Yeah, how about your week?
Just the same, but more interesting than yours.
I'm sure.
Just more interesting. I read a couple books.
Couple?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Burning through pretty, those. Probably pages are smoking.
Pretty well for myself.
Yeah.
I read about an inventor.
Tesla?
No. That I would like to read about Tesla. He made, am I right? He made coils? Is that what he did?
Coils? He had a theory that you could just put this thing of metal in the ground and natural energy would come out of it.
So. Like oil, but energy?
Yeah.
Because oil is a form of energy, so that makes some sense.
Yeah, but it's just like natural free energy that you could current from the earth.
But mostly it was his coils, right?
Absolutely. It's Tesla's coils and the band that is, you know, is his grandson's formed.
There's a band?
Tesla, yeah.
Called Tesla's Coils?
No, just Tesla. They're all the grandsons of Tesla.
Are they a Christian band?
They might be. I mean, I don't listen to the music. I just know of them. I mean,
well, you should look in. I mean, if you're going to talk about a group, you should know about it.
Well, I just mentioned it because of Tesla. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like what I hear from them. Like, just
now Tesla. You're being prejudicial.
Well, sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, and that book you can definitely judge by its cover.
What's the cover? I don't think you've even seen the cover.
Guys in, like, very long, like, you know, frizzy hair and, you know, cut-off jean vests and stuff like that.
Sounds good to me so far.
That's pretty much a recipe for, you know.
Success?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Seems like success to me.
No, I mean, you got to be very careful with your cut-off jean wear around me, so, you know.
Really?
I'm not going to make judgments, yeah.
It sounds like you're going to make judgments.
I am.
That's hurtful to people who love, I mean, I don't wear a lot of denim, but if I chose to, I like to think you'd still get to know the person inside.
Yeah, and not especially if you're wearing denim and like fingerless gloves, like that, I'm a really good judge.
Really? Good
judge. Oh yeah.
You're what think about you're the kind?
Player out of some 1980s band.
Oh well, but I mean, bass is harder than it looks.
Especially with gloves on.
You got to give those guys credit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he had the wherewithal to cut the fingers off the gloves so he could actually get to the bass, yet still have the, snugness of the glove.
Well, have you played a bass? I mean, your palms get really cold.
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize that? Yeah. Even though your fingers are flaming hot.
Especially
from
if you do, like, the slap bass, like, because it actually, like, makes a cold wind, like, in between you and your bass every time you go to whoosh, you know, your thumb down under the bass.
It seems to me the slap bass is not, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. They're just hitting an instrument.
Yeah,
like,
it's how you do it. It's how you, you know, make the thunder rumble.
I find it underwhelming. Most of the time.
Slap bass?
But that's just...
You probably just haven't heard the right slap bass.
That's true. I mean, that's very, very true that I haven't probably heard the right type of slap bass.
There's a guy. Hello?
Excuse me!
Yeah, hi, sir.
I was sent here.
Oh, all right. Well, you're probably from Sir Laughs A Lot himself. So, yeah, nice to
see you. What business is it of yours who I'm with?
Oh, you're a very big man.
Take this package.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It says DJH.
That would be me.
I don't need to know your life story.
Well, no.
I will go.
Do you know that you're wearing a skin bear?
Yes.
All right, well...
Look away from my bear.
Well, you're wearing it as clothing, sir.
I will not open this door. I will walk through it.
Like the mouth of the thing is where your head comes out.
I must away. There he goes.
Wow. We had a bear-skinned man in here.
Yeah, that could have been its own topic, yeah, honestly. Absolutely. I mean, that would have been plenty.
He could have just hung out, stood in the corner, you know?
He was kind of yelly, though.
He was. A little much. You know, he probably would have toned it down. He's probably excited to be on the radio.
Do you want to open that up? Dan?
I got a new knife.
Oh, Dan got a, is it a box cutter? No, that's serious. What, yeah. Is that legal?
Switchblade. Yeah.
Are you allowed to have a switchblade?
Yeah, somewhere in this great world of ours you are.
So, the studio. Everyone should know that this is sort of like international waters, Trend Studio. Yeah. So rules are different.
Especially the underground chambers and stuff like that.
Please bring those up. Okay, Dan's cutting into the package to...
see how sharp that was?
Hope you didn't cut anything inside. That whatever was... I mean, we don't know. Oh, it's just paper. Just a lot of paper. There's a... Okay, he's opening up a tinier...
Oh, whoa.
What do you got? What is it?
Just these.
What is that?
Kazoo.
Is that a kazoo?
There's two kazoos.
Oh, cool. Is there anything else? Yeah. Do they say anything on them?
Yeah. Just enjoy.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how to play a kazoo.
I think you just blow into it. I don't either.
I'm going to just...
Kazoo.
So I guess that's the topic? Kazoos?
I guess it's not... box or
it would be
packing peanuts. I doubt that's the
no. I mean, that's the logical. We have to make an assumption, I guess. Well, oh, they do have the seal. They have the seal underneath on the bottom of them.
Yes,
so
they do.
Okay. Today's trends topic is kazoos.
It's kind of blurry though. Look, I think it's all the humming that goes on in this kazoo.
So these are used kazoos.
Well, they probably just made sure they worked. You got to make sure something works before you know.
Oh, actually, mine has inspected by number 73. So you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, mine says inspected by 7273 is a dick. That's actually etched in there.
It's weird. My kazoo does not have... Oh, what's on the other side? It says, hey, I can read. Asshole. I think there's something going on between these...
That factory, wherever they do those kazoos. Yeah. I knew everything was so heated in the world of kazoos.
I didn't even realize kazoos were still a thing. Like I
didn't either. I thought they...
When I was a kid, I guess I played a kazoo.
You had to, kind of, sometimes. Like, you know, they'd force it on you, and you'd never play it for longer than, like, 30 seconds or a minute. At least I never did.
I distinctly remember there's a moment in childhood where you're like, I'm playing this because I don't have a harmonica.
Yeah, pretty
you know,
much.
Like, if I had a harmonica, this kazoo would be...
It always hurt my jaw, like, the vibrations.
Yeah. It feels wrong to just the way you have to, like, I'm not humming, but I'm not singing.
It's making this bizarre noise. It's just like, you know, it's like I'm blowing, you know.
Bubbles
or.
Smoke?
Do a reed. It just doesn't work for me.
Goats?
You know? It's an instrument that almost is there being an instrument. It feels like it's unfinished to me. You know?
Yes. I'm on board. I mean, we don't need to just spend a lot of time insulting kazoos.
No,
but...
they're a fine institution, I'm sure.
Yeah. The thing I do know about a kazoo is that it is truly an American instrument. Like it was,
really?
Yeah, originated in the U.S. Like that, the inventor of the kazoo.
Oh, they were like Native Indians.
Yeah, kind of. You know, yeah. Like
they had the kazoo technology.
Yes, I don't know if they go that far back, but I think they're more recent, like 1900s.
I bet you they do.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. That's like not the smartest thing ever made by anybody, you know. Probably that was invented way early on back in
the day. Oh, because it's so simple.
Yeah, it's just it is. You know, it's very simple.
That's a little
like the first instrument. You know?
It's a little condescending.
Hey, let's hollow something out of this and hum into it.
The first instrument, I think everyone knows, is a rain stick. I mean, people heard rain and said, "How could we make a thing that'll make the noise?"
There's
like
something
rain.
That is still valid. I mean, rain stick CDs are like bestsellers.
Yes, yes. Did you get the? Like 2 months ago, the newest rain stick, like the big rain stick band.
Yeah.
Tommy Hoopala, I think. They're like huge. They put out a new disc. And it's some covers of like older rain stick songs with a couple of new ones mixed in.
Oh, I guess. Well, which that's is cool like, that they added a few new to the rain books. You know, rain stick songs.
Yeah. Well, you know what we should do is just take a quick break. And then come right back and get to the kazoos.
Yeah, let's see.
You gonna hit the brake button?
Yeah, it says break it. You bought it.
We're back. This is Trends.
Back. We are.
The Trends topic today is kazoos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, Jumpers.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I need that money.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, you press that button, that break button. Well, yeah, I press it, but yeah, you broke it, so you need to buy it. Give me some fucking money.
That's really confusing, Jumpers. Well, Dan, I didn't even think Dan had any money, but I guess he's got
$10, man.
All right.
This will do for now, man. All right.
So every time we press the break button, we have to give you money now?
You break it, you bought it. You
yeah, gotta I buy get it. I get.
That's very simple, man. So see right there. You can't get simpler than that. It's,
I can read the button, but.
Yeah.
Are we actually breaking something or yeah, is it?
You're breaking like for your break. So you bought it.
So a play on words costs us $10.
Yep. Today. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know what I'm up against. I mean, you know.
It ain't much, but it is going to cost you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure we have enough cash to get us.
What the fuck is that thing down there?
That's a kazoo. Have you never seen a kazoo before?
What?
Kazoo. It's a musical instrument. It's a
what?
Why is that? It's like a wind instrument. You blow into it.
That ain't an instrument.
Well, I don't know how
that's
to play
like something
it.
Something you stick in a cake and put a candle in it, you know, and light it.
Like
it's
a,
like that's like a candle.
A holder. Candle holder?
Yeah.
No, it's a real. Maybe this is a. Maybe it's a not something known in the African American community.
Let me tell you something, man. Nobody plays a kazoo where I'm from. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but you're from like 10 different places.
Yeah, I moved around a lot when I was young. What's your fucking deal?
No, I'm just saying that means a lot
I never saw a kazoo anywhere.
Okay,
well, it's a totally American.
Yeah, it's from the United States and it's.
Oh, the Native Indians?
I mean, that's what Dan says.
Yeah, you know how that stuff, you know, emanates back to that stuff. You know, the white people came over here and just stole all their knowledge, you know. And
kazoo technology?
Yeah, they stole the kazoo technology.
Now, I wonder how a kazoo was used to like hunt buffalo then, if that's.
I can't even imagine hunting anything with this. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's some kind of call, like a duck call or something, or a buffalo call.
It's kind of like a high-pitched, humming, whiny sound.
You hum into it. You don't blow into it.
It's sort of a mix between humming and blowing. I don't know how to do it. Like, I can't play. I don't know how to play it.
Let me try this right here.
Okay. Yeah, give it a try. Nope. That's.
Yeah, no, you got to hum into it.
Yeah, you're like, I fucking know. You have to hum. Like. Okay.
All right,
Jumpers. What?
You're not playing it right, dude.
Hey, Dan, it's fine. Okay? Let's not get Jumpers all riled up.
It's already done. All right? See you, dude.
Okay. Thanks, I guess. I think he's got something going on at home or something.
He might. I mean, he lost his castle.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, definitely. But he told me when you play the Lark of Castles, that's what happens.
I'm not
either. He just said it was something that the people that are castle owners, you know, it's kind of a.
Yeah, thing well, he's a mystery that we unwrap whether we want to or not on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
Do you think the kazoo is something that's been used in a lot of like orchestras and a lot of like big bands? Like
they probably, you know, your 84 piece orchestra, they probably put it in the back. You know,
yeah, like triangle or just one.
Yeah, one I doubt kazoo. You'll ever hear a kazoo solo. You know, but
I don't know. I think there's probably been a few. Like, it seems like the kind of thing that like Frank Zappa, kind of person would be like, man, I got two kazoo tracks on this.
Right, two kazoo players. You know.
Yeah. Like so dueling kazoos.
Guess what? Two kazoo players
with fingerless gloves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can grip the kazoo properly.
Yeah, well,
you know.
It fucks up your grip.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. The kazoo is easier to mock than like a recorder. You know the recorder?
Yeah, but barely.
But not, yeah, exactly. Barely. Not by much.
That's like, you know.
But I feel like there are people who still like, hey, I know how to play a recorder. And they like pick it up and they can play green sleeves or whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Anybody, if you can hum, you can play the kazoo.
Right. But you can't, I'm sure. Have you ever seen anyone who is like an amazing whistler? Like yeah. I went to a Cirque du Soleil show a couple years ago. And there was a guy who was like the ringmaster. So the whole show, he's really just like pointing where people should do stuff and like not doing anything that amazing. I mean, he's keeping the show moving, but nothing really happening.
Yeah, this guy's commanding.
And so you're like, post. You know, it's like, I wonder how he gets that job. Like, he doesn't seem to have any circus skills. You know what I mean?
Ripped it out on you.
And like 2 hours in, all of a sudden, just boom, it's dark. There's a spotlight on him. And he does this like 7 minute long whistling thing.
That's a lot.
And it was like amazing. Like, it was so musical. No,
like
no, you can't do it. Like my whole, That's not. It feels like you hate whistling right now. The way you're doing that is like you are. Like your whistling is like a parody of actual whistling. I'm trying to tell a story about this brilliant circus whistler.
So he whistled for 7 minutes like you'd never saw whistling done before?
Well, you don't have to recap. I mean, all I'm saying is it was amazing. And I think there must be someone like that who plays a kazoo, who's like...
Yeah, maybe that guy, if you gave him a kazoo, go to the show next time.
Okay.
When he does it, throw kazoos at him. So he catches it.
Should I hand out kazoos to the whole audience?
Yes.
And I was just like, hey, listen up. That guy down there is going to do a whistling thing.
Yeah.
But we need to get him playing these kazoos.
Yes.
And then, like, everyone will know, like, on my signal, just whip
he'll
all the kazoos.
Have to catch one of them.
Yeah, and he'll just play it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to, this is a rule everyone knows. If you go to a circus show and you throw some prop at the circus people, they have to work it into the show.
Well, they have to, especially jugglers.
I'm amazed how infrequently it happens.
Yeah.
I one time went to see like street performers. I was just like, we found some street performers and I had been shopping and I had all these ears of corn. And so like they were juggling and doing like gymnastics and I just started chucking the corn in and they started doing all kinds of weird stuff with it. And then by the end, the people were applauding me because of how much stuff I brought.
Did they just grab the corn out of your bag without your permission and start juggling?
I threw one piece of corn and then they just started taking all my stuff.
Yeah, that right there, like. Hey, you know what I mean? There might be eggs in there or something.
They took my eggs.
Yeah, I'd be like, you don't need to throw those eggs. This isn't a fucking, you know.
At first I got mad because I was like going to go cook. Yeah. Like I was on my way home.
Yeah, I'd be like.
So one of the circus performer guys, he somehow cooked it. He hard boiled one of my eggs.
What?
Like, I don't know how he did it. Like the way he was doing such quick juggling. He gave it back to me.
The friction maybe. Just...
And he wouldn't talk or anything, but he was like gesturing like, crack your egg. And I cracked it. And it was hard-boiled inside of it.
And like, wait, maybe you bought hard-boiled eggs and you didn't know it.
I don't think so. It was in the like regular egg section.
It happens sometimes. You get like a couple hard-boiled eggs in your egg package.
Maybe. I mean, I thought maybe he did like an old switcheroo, like magician style.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, yeah.
But how would he know I was going to bring eggs?
Like, that's a common thing. You know, if you're on the street, people are walking by, they probably have
eggs. He was right outside of the grocery store.
Yeah, probably. It's one of the many things, you know, mainstays of everybody's diet is eggs.
That's true. It's a mainstay.
Man, what if there was kazoo day at like a game, like a sports game? Don't you think that would be kind of annoying?
I would love kazoo day. Yeah. It's a football season or something.
Yeah.
And they have like maybe the player's face on a kazoo.
Yeah.
And then like for the national anthem, do they do that at the football game?
That'd be great if they had like Christina Aguilera come out and just like
kazoo. Eat a kazoo.
Eat a kazoo.
Yeah. And then the kazoo noise is in her throat.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Great.
Like if we gave her like a sandwich right before, like a big like put a kazoo in it and she
swallowed
it and it stuck in her throat.
Exactly. And then she was afraid to eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
So then she like had an obsession where she was afraid of sandwiches. And so like her whole rest of her life, whenever she saw a sandwich, she'd like scream and cry and start running away. And everyone's like, what's wrong with her? And you're like, well, she thinks there's a kazoo in the sandwich.
This is great.
And everyone just thinks she's crazy. Are you writing this down? This is going to be my pitch for a new reality show. So all we got to do
Christina
is get a bunch of... Oh, okay. What's the name of the show?
Kazoo Christina... Galera.
Kazoo Galera? Like that.
Kazoo Galera.
How about Christina Agkazula?
Yeah, there you go.
That's too much.
Aguilera? Did I already say that?
Oh, Kazula Aguilera that's a winner. How about Christina Aguilera eats a kazoo from a sandwich? Is that a good name?
Yeah, that could be like the second title.
No, that's like the name.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Like, I think that's a good name.
Well, yeah, you would have the explanation of the show and...
Just, Dan, be honest. What do you think my ratings would be for that show? Like third or fourth episode in. How am I doing?
Probably 1.5.
1.5 what?
Billion.
Billion?
Yeah.
Billion people? Yeah. Like all of China is watching it or something?
Who wouldn't?
What?
Who wouldn't? Christina Aguilera's getting the things to grab.
That's true.
How long can they make this last?
A long time.
Yeah, a long time.
This would be like
American television, 25
seasons.
Episodes.
Damn right.
Seasons, yeah?
That's right.
Each time she'll get it removed and then have a new one put in, a new fancy one.
And there'd be a thing where like the doctor pulls it out and literally is like, okay, we got the kazoo out. It's safe for you to eat now.
Yep.
And then he slips it right back into a sandwich.
It'd be like Mr. T trying to get on, you know, getting drugged by the hamburger when they trick him to go on a plane. It'd be like that shit after a while.
Exactly. And then she gets afraid of doctors.
Yep.
And then that's the spinoff.
Sandwiches, doctors.
She doesn't trust anyone. We make her go insane.
Cameraman. Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually she grows to love kazoos. And craves
them. That's how it comes through at the end. Yeah. She loves kazoo.
And then the like season finale, the whole series finale, will be Christina Aguilera marrying a kazoo.
Yeah. or just dressing up like one and running through a park.
I think mine's better.
Yeah, probably.
Yours is okay.
My could probably be a, you know, end of season one or two.
Yours will be an outtake.
An outtake, yeah. Or an outtake. For the credits.
Yeah.
Roll for the credits that are squished anyway to make way for the weather or whatever news is coming up.
Do you think you would like this? This is a new job I'm making for you. Now, I'm being totally sincere. I think you'd be really well suited for this. You should be a professional outtake writer. So, like, any TV shows or movies or even, like, band sessions, you go in and, like, punch up their outtakes. So it's really weird, but it somehow fits whatever they're working on.
Okay, I could do that. Let me write that down.
Because I think this would be a really good thing where you just, like, because you have a lot of ideas, but they're all kind of wrong.
Yeah, they're all, like, they're every one of them wrong.
They don't work for anything,
no,
really.
No, for nothing.
But they're all interesting.
They're all outtakes.
And it would be fun to, right, I mean, that's what it is. Like, if you ever, like, become successful at anything, then I think what you could do eventually, like, if you're a celebrity and people, like, know who you are, your memoir could be called A Series of Outtakes, and that's just all about your life.
It's also full of outtakes.
Now, that's an outtake of an idea. Like, that you made a perfect, you proved my point. Like, because that's a terrible idea. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But that would be, like, a good example of, like, the first part of your book, your intro, you'd be like, I wanted to call this a saucer full of outtakes, which I think shows you why you should be reading
this book,
my book, which is about my life and that my life is a series of outtakes. And then it's just about everything you tried to do and it didn't quite work, but it still was kind of something, but not quite.
Well, it's just something because it's life.
Like, your life has continuity problems. Like, people are always like, wasn't he wearing a sweatshirt before? Like, yeah. That's a lot of what people like. You're like, do people not like me? And then I'm always like, no, I think they like you. They're just confused about, like, did you have a hat on? Like, you're supposed to have a, you had a hat in the one scene, and then you don't have a hat anymore. And then you have a hat back on again.
Well, I just took it off and put it back on.
But the people really feel like there's continuity issues with you getting through the day. I think that's your thing.
What's their problem?
You know, you seem like, you seem mad. Like, I think this is a good idea.
I got through the
Why
day.
Are you mad about this?
No, I'll be happy to be an outtake.
So you don't even listen to me. You don't even know what I just said. Like, your life, I'm saying your life is a series of outtakes. I think that's genius. That's brilliant.
It works. It's what it is.
That's totally, like, mine's a series of missteps. Like, that's similar but different. Like,
because
I'm doing things that are good, but I just screw it up a little bit. And you're just doing things that don't make any sense at all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, these are compliments.
Yeah.
You seem kind of sad.
Yeah.
But this is totally praise.
This is a great thing.
You're getting mad at me.
No, not at all.
I'm just trying to help you out. I'm giving you some direction.
The mirror is up. It's pointed at me. I can't take what's in its depths. That's my problem.
That is your problem.
That is my problem.
Because it's a mirror.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get mad at it. That's like fighting the wind.
Absolutely.
Getting mad at a mirror.
Yeah.
Have you ever fought the wind?
Yeah, and got mad at a mirror? Yeah.
Oh, I just had a brilliant idea.
What's that?
The kazoo is a perfect weapon against the wind. Because you're letting the wind fight itself as a weapon. Like,
and the wind would hate going in there.
Yeah, because it comes out all wrong.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't like this sound. I'm moving.
That's right. And then the wind eventually starts avoiding the kazoo.
Yeah.
It's just working its way around
like, God, if we just set up, like, kazoos everywhere.
Well, this, so you're...
But we didn't want the wind. Like,
exactly.
Say we needed, like, a windbreak or something.
A windbreak?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea, too.
You know, like, don't they have that in, like, some states to, like...
There's windbreakers.
It's so windy they put trees up so the crops can grow. You know, otherwise the wind would blow the crops down.
That's the thing with coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're like, there's like some more fragile blends of varietals of coffee bean or of the cherry or whatever it is. Is that what it is?
Coffee cherry? Yeah. Sure.
Where they have to protect it from the wind. So they'll put up other bushes to make the wind. So the wind can still get through.
That's cool because I thought they just have third world like, you know,
well, this is in South America.
Yeah, I thought they just have people actually stand there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are human windshields.
I'm sure. And they can all hold kazoos, make beautiful music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you know you're near, like, a coffee grower area, if you hear the sound of the kazoos.
Man, who knew the kazoos are so useful?
I think the South Americans have known for a long time.
Well, obviously, they've been here a lot longer than you were.
Yeah, well, the kazoos migrated from South America to Central America, and then into North America.
Okay.
And they haven't even gotten to Canada yet.
Okay. Like, don't know about them?
They know about them, but they don't have them. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, we have that, like, where you'll know about some British thing, but it's not here yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The kazoos are the same. It's like the same idea with Canada, where they're like, I keep hearing about these Let me do a Canadian accent. I keep hearing about these kazoos. Is that a pretty good Canadian accent?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Well,
Oh, wait, a boot.
I keep hearing a boot, these kazoos.
There you go. Thank you. You locked it in solid.
Let's yeah. I've been taking voice lessons. Yeah. Did I tell you that?
Canadian voice lessons?
Just general, like it's general, so that I'll go like each week, and it's a different area. Would you like to hear my Canadian? Yeah.
What's going on here, fellas?
Whoa! Where'd Dan go?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
His name's Canadian Dave.
Canadian Dave?
Yeah.
In Canada, do people just call him Dave? Or is it always Canadian Dave?
I don't know. I haven't actually hung out with him enough to find that out.
You got to spend more time with Canadian Dave.
Damn.
That's what my voice teacher's been telling me. Like,
hang out with Canadian Dave?
Yeah, yeah. He said, hey, do you know Canadian Dave? And I said, I met him, but I don't feel like I know him. And he's like, well, here's the solution. Hang out with him. Like, find things to do with Canadian.
That's pretty awesome.
Find out what his interests are. Go to Canadian Dave and just be like, hey, man, what did you do today? And then if he did anything, just like, that must be what he's interested in.
Yeah.
But the last time I talked to Canadian Dave, I said, what'd you do today? And he said, I put out the recycling. And so then, like, for a long time, I thought he was just really into recycling. But it was just a Tuesday. Like, he just...
You just thought that was every day for him?
I just thought that was what he was in. Like, what he was in. Because I read a book.
That's a dangerous quick... Hey, he had to know that when he told you recycling. You know?
So you're saying it's his fault.
Well, he should have known. That's a possibility that could happen.
It's like a blame the victim mentality. Like, you can't blame Canadian Dave.
Hey.
He's just Canadian.
I'm not blaming him for being Canadian.
You kind of are. I mean, I'm just trying to talk about kazoos, and you seem like you're really being harsh about Dave.
I'm sorry.
He's never even played a kazoo.
Why would he? So, like, on Canadian TV, if they have, like, stuff from other countries that have kazoos in it, do they blur the kazoos out?
I feel like you're changing the subject because you were worried about how Canadian Dave's going to feel.
Well, you just don't want
you're
to
speechless.
Anger Canadian Dave, man.
I don't. No. He'll fly into a rage.
No, yeah. Not fly. I mean, he'll like...
Slide on ice.
Slide on ice into a rage into you. You know, I've seen it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I've heard about it. I've never seen it. To answer your question...
Yes? The one about...
Oh, yeah, yeah. To answer your question.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Does that answer it?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Do you know which question I mean?
No. Was it the one I was talking about with Canadian Dave's kazoos?
No, before we were recording.
Oh, no, I can't remember back then.
You asked me how to know if your wheels are in alignment on your car.
Oh.
And just to answer your question, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't answer it before. I meant to.
I thought that was kind of weird. I asked you and you just like held up a finger to me.
Yeah, well,
not
I was...
Not the finger, just like a finger. Like,
yeah, like hold, give me a minute.
Yeah.
But I meant like a while. Like I was still just thinking about it.
Well, thank you for that. You really have to stay on your toes with the
man. I just don't. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So do you think that a kazoo, or like warriors with like kazoos, would be a fearsome opponent to face in battle if they were coming over? You just heard like a million dudes with like death kazoos, you know, like coming over the hills.
Not only do I think it, I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, right? That'd be pretty scary.
Because here's what I'm... Here, tell me if this is what you're talking about, if this is what you're envisioning. So there's... Like 70 guys.
Well, okay.
Not enough?
It's like 70,000, I was thinking.
700 guys. I'll meet you in the middle.
All right.
70 guys.
Yeah, okay.
So there's 700 guys.
Yep. Yeah.
And they all have kazoos.
All of them.
And they're wearing sweatpants.
Oh.
No?
No, no, sure. This is your vision, not mine.
No, I'm helping you. You go ahead. You talk. You describe it.
No. You describe it.
No, you got
you
it.
You see sweatpants.
Mm-mm.
I just have never seen warriors wear sweatpants.
Have you seen warriors with kazoos?
Oh, shit.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Trends.
Trends, as always.
And the topic is kazoos.
That'd be another $10, motherfucker. Really?
We gotta get more buttons in here, Dan.
Yeah, man. Every time you do a break, you gotta pay me $10. I'm the brake man.
Jumpers, are those new shoes?
Yeah, they are.
I like them.
Fresh out the box, I actually just cracked them.
It looks like they're suede? Is that?
Yep.
Like suede?
Yeah, that's the way I'm going these days.
Are they comfortable as well, or just very fashionable?
They're both. They're suede.
I don't know. I don't wear.
Suede anything. It's the most comfortable thing you can wear. It's like
that's made from leather, right? It's made from cow suede.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a suede cow.
Well, just it's just a cow, right? I mean, is there
certain... No, if you get, like, there's a cow actually named after, like, you know, suede. It's known for being the best kind of suede you can get.
Really?
The suede cow, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
That's all right. I used to have them all before my castle got taken away from me. I had a little bit of a lamb with some suede cows. So I know some people.
You lost your cows, too?
Yeah, I lost everything.
Sorry, man. Here, Dan, I'll give you $10 more just for your troubles. Sorry, Jompers. I think we have a guest. I don't know if our guest is here yet or not.
Yes, she's here.
Oh, it's a lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not too bad looking either.
Well, that's not really the point. I mean,
really? She's not? No,
Dan, come on.
She's wearing sweatpants, but you know, I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody.
Does she have gloves on?
Yeah.
Do they have fingers?
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
Oh, okay.
But you never know. I mean, women are tricky.
Okay.
That is true.
I mean, that's a sort of a broad generalization.
But she is attractive, nonetheless, even with all that.
Is there a chance we could get her to come in, like, to the studio? Like,
yeah, you want her right now?
Yeah, Dan, are you ready to talk to
sure,
her?
I'm always ready to talk to a good-looking lady.
Oh, you are?
Sure.
You're already backing off your readiness.
No, hey, what am I doing in the corner?
I don't know, man. You're hiding. Just, like you said, I'm ready, and then you just ran. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just come sit back down. You're fine.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, Dan, you don't got to be that scared. I mean, she's not that hot. I mean, she's mildly attractive. Well, let's put it honest. I mean, she she's doing a pinch. You know.
Yeah, you might have oversold her jumpers. Just
yeah, I kind of did. I'm making it sound like, you know, we're going to have Princess Diana walking in here.
Oh, that would be amazing. I love that short hair. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I figured a guy like you would.
Yeah, she's a classy lady.
Sure.
She left us too soon.
Absolutely.
Too soon.
Absolutely.
You know she died in a car crash?
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Wait. Car crash?
Yeah, she was being chased by the paparazzi and the car crashed.
See, now that's a shame. That's a shame. Beautiful woman like that?
Yeah, it is. It's a real shame.
It is a super shame. I'm going to say a real super
duper Now, shame. I know, I don't want to derail from our guest here, but I know Dan has alluded in the past to thinking there was more to it than just paparazzi chasing Princess Diana.
Yes.
Dan has said that it was some sort of conspiracy.
Well, she was actually going to, I think, reveal some information about the royal crown that didn't want out.
Everyone knows the royal crown is just a mess. Like
Yeah, but there's some deep, dark secrets that she was going to reveal. I think some about
like inbreeding.
Drug smuggling and stuff like that.
What? Drug smuggling?
Yeah, like running opium to China, I think, stuff like that. Letting that stuff be.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do that, Levi.
What?
Yeah, they run opium to China.
The British government, the British, like, royalty does?
Hell yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, special helicopters, all types of shit.
I can't. I think it's pretty cut and dry. She was being chased by the press, and they crashed into a tunnel wall. And
yeah, that's cut and dry. That's what they wanted it to look
died.
Like.
She died. So it's just all set up.
Yeah, it's all set up. You got to make that stuff. It's easy to do a car crash. That's one of the easiest ones to do.
How do you even know that? Like, that's ridiculous.
It's just, you know, it's pretty easy. Even I know how to cut a brake line on a car, and I'm an idiot.
Cut a brake line?
Yeah.
So that you think someone cut her brakes and they crashed?
Probably. Or had like a timer set. So when she was driving, the heat from the driving like bit into the timer and then that cut into the cord. You never know. You never know.
Yeah. I mean.
That is a good theory though, Dan. I like that. That's probably what happened.
I'm
going to get this guest coming in here for you.
Yeah, please.
I never like to keep even a moderately attractive woman waiting.
That's good saying.
Politeness first.
Thanks, Jumpers.
You are more than welcome.
All right. Dan, why don't you give Jumpers $10 more just to thank him for. Come on, man. You're doing well. You got your memoir coming out in a couple of years. Just give him your money.
No, Jumpers.
Thanks, Jumpers. Don't mention it, Jumpers.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. No, thank you. He didn't even say thank you.
He did it in sign language.
Oh, I don't speak sign language.
He doesn't either, so.
He's just gesturing.
Yeah, he's just gesturing. I think
that looks rude, what he was doing.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, he'll live through it.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Trends Studio.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dan, and I'm
I'm Dan.
Oh,
very nice to meet you.
Oh, you're kissing your hand. That's wow. I'm just gonna shake your hand. My name's
no kiss for me.
No, I'm sorry. I have a cold sometimes.
I don't mind.
I do mind. My name's Levi, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm great. Sir laughs a lot. That's what I come here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a favor.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I don't know your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Esmeralda Dorn.
Esmeralda Dorn?
Esmeralda Dorn, yeah.
Well, it's a lovely name.
I know. Thank you.
It's a
name you don't hear often. Esmeralda.
I've never heard it. Oh, I've heard the name. I just meant the whole, like, Esmeralda Dorn.
You have a beautiful name, man. Well, thank you.
Okay. just, it's okay. Can you guys just calm down a little bit? So Miss Thorne, sort of our overall topic of the day is, kazoos. I don't know if you have a connection.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, yes, absolutely. That's, I'm head of the Kazula, the World Organization of Kazoos.
Oh, the World Organization
I'm the head of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really exciting. I'm glad you're here because I had a question relating to kazoos, and maybe you would be able to answer.
I would be okay. Because
it seems like you know a lot of stuff.
I have wonderful knowledge of kazoos.
So there was a cartoon a long time ago with a character named the Great Kazoo.
Yes.
But I think someone told me it was the Great Gazoo, like with a G. And I wasn't sure if that was a mispronunciation, like he's just named the Great Gazoo, but he's supposed to be like a kazoo.
No, he's named the Great Gazoo.
Okay, he's the Great Gazoo.
He just said it really funny.
But is he related to kazoos?
I would have to probably call Joseph Hanna or Robert Barbera and ask them.
Well, I feel like if you're with, you said the National what is it? The National Kazoo?
Kazula. The World Organization of Kazoos, yes.
It seems like you should know about things that sound like kazoo.
I'll put that on the docket for next meeting. I promise you that I'll ring it up very first meeting we have.
So you don't know the answer?
I don't know. And so I thank you because now this is another thing about kazoos that I can expand my knowledge on. So
I was just really hoping to get that question answered.
Excuse me, I'll just look it up on my phone here.
No, it's fine. Why don't we talk about whatever you want to talk about? That's whatever. I mean, you know, if you don't know stuff that you don't, I mean, if you're not an expert, that's not a big deal.
I assure you that I'm an expert. I just don't know about somebody whose name sounds like kazoo. I know actually about kazoos, not someone that's a gazoo.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
I don't see why you need to get so angry at me about it. This is
I'm not angry.
No, this is really not a big deal. It's a beautiful woman like this. Like, really, you should, thank you.
I know.
Should really, you know.
There's a lot of eye contact going on between.
Take off my glasses.
Thank
you. Notice the eyelashes? Oh my goodness, I've never seen such long eyelashes on a man.
So, Miss Thorne, just sorry to put you on the spot before.
I can see now why Sir Lancelot had me come.
To not answer questions about the Great Kazoo?
A case of kazoos here that I...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that what that box is?
Yes, I'm a kazoo historian.
Okay, well, I guess we could just talk about kazoos since you don't know about anything else.
I know much of the information that is out there about kazoos.
Much of it?
Much of it.
So not all of it.
No, a truly intelligent person was learning till the day they die. Anyone who tells you that they know everything is a fool.
Well, that...
Well spoken.
Totally.
Well spoken.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Say that.
What? Well. What? What do you...
Thank you. Thank
you already kissed her hand hello. You don't have to do it again.
Well, I just want
to
make sure she gets it.
She's fine. Gotten. Okay. This is...
Why you have here, if you'd like to see it.
Yeah. What is that? Is that wooden? Is that a wooden kazoo? What is that?
Oh, it's actually made of dung.
Oh, okay.
This is the first kazoo that we have on record here finding in the history of kazoos here.
No, it's a funny shape. It's not that submarine-ish shape that we see of these kazoos
like
we have here.
A piece of wildebeest dung.
So it's just shaped like dung, and it is dung.
Yes, this was attributed to an African tribe leader by the name of Kazoo.
Kazoo,
yeah, Kazoo.
Is that where the name comes from,
then? Kazoo the Strongest. That's his name.
It's amazing.
Yes, he actually, story goes, didn't know it was a piece of dung. Thought it was hardened wood, and he picked it up, started blowing into it, and humming it made a funny noise. The whole tribe laughed at him because he was putting his lips on, you know,
on dung. Yeah,
yeah. But, everyone liked it. They liked the joy,
sure.
The joy sound that is produced when humming is done into a kazoo.
Sure.
History was changed at that point.
So this
like discovering fire.
This tribal leader, Kazoo.
Kazoo, the strongest.
He was strong in his group.
I'm pretty strong too.
Okay, Dan, you don't have to flex. Yeah. You don't. Why are you doing your biceps? So the Kazoo, I imagine he was a good hunter for the tribe.
Yes.
And he probably knew a lot about like helping the younger tribal members learn to hunt. And
well, he got the fever. Once he blew into that and saw the enjoyment that it was given, he played it everywhere he went. And I assume he played it while he went hunting.
So I bet if somebody asked him a question about like Dung or something that sounded like Dung, he probably knew the answer. Like he was an expert?
Maybe. I don't know if he was an expert on Dung. He probably had a lot of other things to do. He was running a tribe and he was his leader. I think probably he could have answered questions about Dung, but it would probably just take a few minutes of his time.
Sure, sure, sure.
What rhymes with Dung? You tell me.
Hung? Bung? Mung?
I think that's roughly right. Yeah. I like that Bung thing. Women don't usually like it when you say the word Bung. I don't know if you know that. Thank you.
I'm just trying to...
The worst words I've ever heard. I'd rather say cunt than bung.
Whoa, 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 yeah, well,
hold
wow.
Up, hold up, hold up.
This, come on.
This is America.
Yeah, wait. I mean, yeah, this is America. I mean, that's a strong language.
I don't like the word bung.
Well, stop saying it then. I'm just asking questions. You're getting really defensive.
You want answers to questions that nobody knows.
That's not true.
Who cares about the great Gazoo?
A lot of people.
Nobody does. Nobody buys those cartoons or watches them anymore.
No, but how many people buy kazoos?
Millions and millions love it. See, look, she lit up again, Leroy. Look at that.
Yeah, when you bring up kazoos, you get Esmeralda Dorn comes up. Oh, you're moving on to the next thing.
This is dated BC, about 11,000 BC.
Is that stone? What is
yes,
that?
Yes, this is actually it's jade.
Oh, wow.
It's a Chinese kazoo. This is
that's amazing.
In the province of Hunan, and it's carved of jade, and if you blow into it, I can't. The vibration's it's so old. I think it would shatter.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
It makes a beautiful noise. It sounds like... Shall we say the sun breaking on the waves of the sea? Yeah, you can. That's very romantic. Thank you.
So you can't play it?
No, I can't play it.
All right.
But I've heard the sound, stories, the history books. The kazoo history books say that the sound was just brought tears to everybody's eyes. Well, I sure would like if you played it.
Well, she can't play it, Dan.
I can't play it, Dan.
She can't.
For you.
She can't answer questions or play a kazoo. So let's move on to the next thing.
I can't answer questions. Just so you know.
Okay. So this is jade. This yeah. is carved from jade. And yeah. it's the Hunan dynasty, did you say?
Hunan.
Yes. And what, there were a kind of warrior who protected the Hunan people
yes.
in their time. What kind of warriors were those?
Oh, I think they were called the Bazookai.
The Bazookai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bazookai warriors. And they were known because their actual kazoos were weapons. They had... I can't believe
you know the answer to this question. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm just surprised because you don't know, you haven't known any of my questions. You haven't been able to answer anything so far.
I don't know any questions about cartoons. If there was a cartoon made about a kazoo, maybe I'd know about it.
Yeah, there's a question about the great Gazoo.
The great
Gazoo. Yeah.
The man.
That's really close.
From another dimension.
It sounds like kazoo. So it's just, go ahead, talk about the warriors. I'm sure everyone wants to know.
Thank you.
Dan. I'm trying to get answers here.
Just kissing the crook of her elbow.
That is inappropriate.
Very erotic. Women love it.
We're trying to record.
I must admit, I do love it. Well, this one I have here, like I said, they made a kazoo into a weapon. So the knife just kind of was the hilt. Like the kazoo was the hilt of the knife. So when actually how they made the sound was they struck another person and the sound of the blood shooting through the end of the kazoo made the peculiar noise that this kazoo produced.
Wow, that's really impressive.
You didn't like that?
Do you have any other kazoos in there?
Yes, I have. This is an Indian kazoo from
India.
India, yes. Oh. It's woven from stones. No one's ever been able to figure out how the Indians, this group of people, figured out how to weave stones, but they wove stones.
And they wove the stones?
Yes, they wove the stones. No, we don't know how they accomplish this amazing feat.
Yeah, you can actually really see the intent. There's lattice,
yes.
lattice work here. Yeah. You can see.
No one's ever been able to reproduce this. This is possibly my second favorite kazoo.
So your second favorite kazoo?
Yes.
Where are we going to see your favorite kazoo?
Oh, yes. This is right here. This is Hitler's kazoo.
Oh, wait. It's really. What did you say?
I said it's Hitler's kazoo.
Do you mean Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler's kazoo, yes. He played kazoo.
The Nazi.
The Nazi.
Who killed millions of people?
Yep. It was this kazoo.
He touched this kazoo?
Yes, he played it.
And that's your favorite?
Unfortunately, yes. I don't like who owned it, but it's the most beautiful kazoo I've ever seen. I mean, look at this, the construction of it. It's unfortunate who was the one who purchased it. I mean, he didn't make it.
No, but he played it. Did he play? I mean, is it from his childhood at least? Like before no, he was.
He played it around the camps and stuff.
So he played this while like people were dying.
I presume so. A lot of death. Unfortunate death happened.
Such
a mass scale. I'm
sure. I mean, it's important to have history and know that, but it's a weird that that's your favorite kazoo.
Well, just look at it. It is beautiful. Eva.
I know, but it's tainted with
the light. I mean, I should have probably just said that.
Well, what are these symbols on here?
I don't know. I don't speak German.
Well, this looks like a swastika.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a swastika.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, it's like two lines crossed, and then there's dashes at the end of the line. I mean, that
could be anything.
This is a kazoo with this. What is on the other? There's two S's on this side. This is an SS, and then there's a swastika.
Yeah, I'm sure that was just somebody's initials.
I mean, it's beautiful calligraphy.
The company who made it.
No, that's the name of his sort of death army. The SS.
What?
This is a murder kazoo. Yeah, I mean the warrior thing with the jade warrior, that thing was cool.
This is no longer my favorite kazoo.
I didn't want to ruin it for you. Now Dan looks pissed. I'm not trying to ruin it.
Right? She was in a good mood.
I know, but this is Hitler's kazoo. I mean, that's...
I'm really sorry that Levi did that to you.
Hey, I'm still here, guys.
I still like the kazoo. I think it's a good
kazoo. Dan, it's Hitler's kazoo.
I don't care, man.
Do you got anything else in there? Maybe we could look at another. Let's move on to another kazoo. I'm sorry to ruin stuff for you.
I have this Amish kazoo right here.
Oh, well, that's something. I mean, that was
made by one of the kazoo greats, Ebedo White Church.
Oh, I didn't even realize the Amish were like kazoo makers.
Oh yes, it's one of the few instruments allowed by the Amish. No electricity is needed. Just blow right in.
Yeah, and so it's made of, is it wood? But it looks like there's something else going on here.
It's wood, and it's also, I think, the leg of a cow.
Oh, it's bone.
It's bone.
Okay, it's a wooden bone kind of.
Bone, yes.
Dan. So it's like just wood and bone together.
Yes.
And what, so is it just distinctive because of its maker, or is there something?
Yes, he pioneered this using this technology, a bit of White Church, and he elevated the craft and art of kazoo music to new heights.
So that must be, there must not be recordings, though, of Amish kazoo music. I mean, how would they get...
No, we would have to go by hearsay.
So people just tell you it was beautiful.
There's a couple that people have snuck, but the Amish don't like that. If they find out that it's on the internet, then or wherever people post it, then they...
Yeah, I don't know how
some Amish representatives come visit the night and make sure that that's taken down.
I don't know how threatening an Amish person could
be. I think anybody coming to visit you in the middle of the night with a... crowbar, pretty threatening.
Yeah, or
they took the kazoos pretty seriously. The Ebedo White Church was a great man in the Amish world.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, that's really something. This is a cool kazoo. I like this, how this looks.
This was a famous French kazooist's kazoo, Le Brando.
Oh, okay. That's like kind of tinnish. Is that tin?
Yeah, it's made of tin. It has more of a unfriendly tone to it.
Can you play it for us, or?
Sure.
Yeah, that.
And you're very sexy.
That is not sexy, Dan. That was weird. I mean, that sounded weird.
It's sexy.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing that.
You're welcome. Also, this is another. This is one of my prize ones. That's from this pioneer. There would be no modern kazoo music without this man.
I'm sure I'm going to recognize the name.
The kazoo of Slyball Slim.
Slyball Slim?
Yes, he was a New Orleans kazoo player.
Never heard of this person.
And yet you know about somebody named the Great Gazoo?
Yeah, everyone knows who the Great Gazoo is except you.
I don't know who he is, Levi.
Yeah, you do, Dan. We were just watching one of those cartoons the other day.
I don't... Hanna-Barbera cartoons, they just kind of come and go through my head. I don't pay attention.
You like Grape Ape. You're just going to deny, you know, that's fine. Whatever, let's move on.
I like Grape Ape.
All right, so...
Yeah, Grape Ape is all right.
All right, fine, I guess, whatever. Okay, so this guy's famous because he's from New Orleans.
Well, yes, he pioneered the technique of singing while humming into the kazoo, and it produces a sound that
precedes sort of like the vocoder, that throat singing.
Vocoder, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he used to do that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something. Is that something you can do? Or not really.
I wouldn't want to try to do that into the, you know, Slyball Slim's.
Right. So this is his actual kazoo?
Yeah.
Wow. And you just can travel around with it and let Dan fumble with it?
They had the recording. His tone was so rich with the kazoo that they had to actually face him away from the rest of the band and away from the microphone equipment. And you could still, it sounded like he was sitting right there. I'm sitting right here.
What?
I can see you.
Okay. All right. What? Hey. Come on, guys. If you guys want to talk after this, that's fine, but...
Yeah, we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can be right.
What? Okay. Anyways. Well, Miss Dorn, it looks like we're probably running out of time. And
I have a couple more.
Okay, well, let's just zip right through them Danny Z?
Yeah, he is known for sweet mellow grooves in the kazoo world. This is Danny Z.
Oh, God. So he's one of those mellow kazoo players?
This is the scariest. This is the last one I have here.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and open them. I'm going to take this box out.
Okay.
Now, when you open them, be prepared for the unexplained.
Okay.
I present to you, this is the Twisted Kazoo Collection of the Mad Arab, Zabal Shabalabaz.
Okay, I'm going to open my eyes. Ready? Oh, my.
Wow.
Yikes.
As you can see, some of these defy description. They're taking on angles and forms that...
some of them, like, fold in on themselves.
Yes, if I would put this to my lips and play it, you would go mad hearing the music. I'm going mad right now.
Okay, that's...
I believe it.
All right.
We can only look on these for a few seconds.
Wow. Someone that looked really sharp, too.
He was visited by demons in the desert, and they taught him the craft of making their otherworldly kazoos.
And so he was a prince of some kind?
Well, he's a prince of the desert.
Oh, a desert prince.
Yes.
A common desert prince.
I think we got a princess in the room right now. Maybe. Thank you.
That's great. You know what, Miss Dorn? We really appreciate you coming in, and, we look forward to talking to you again, maybe after you've done more research. You guys can go talk. Okay. I mean, you both don't know as much about stuff as you could, so you have that. All right, that's great. All right, so these guys are really hitting it off, which is great.
I'm going to need to go to break.
Okay, we are. Wow, you guys are still.
Bye.
You're going too, Dan? Are you going?
Well, I'm just going to show around.
Okay. Well, we're going to... It's time to wrap up anyways.
Okay. Kept in the butt.
Yeah, I got it. You've been listening to Trends. I think Dan's made a love connection, so that's great for him, I guess. And,
Hey, I need that $10, man.
Well, Dan... All right.
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Thanks, my man. I'm gonna buy a new hat with this.
Suede hat?
Maybe. How'd you know?
Because you've been talking about suede.
It has been my thing lately. I guess maybe I gotta change it up a little bit.
No, I like you having a thing.
Suede. I got suede everything.
Yeah.
You can go buy some suede condoms later.
That can't be a thing.
Yeah, they make them. Right next to the lambskin condom, suede skin condom.
See, no, lambskin, that doesn't even... All right, anyways, we got to wrap it up, because we are out of time, and we got...
I heard Dan did pretty well. Yeah, I did all right.
Yeah, he hit it off with the weirdo lady who didn't know anything about cartoons. She was a real bust, Jumpers. I don't usually criticize Sir Laughs a lot, but why even bring her here?
Why
she was boring. She didn't know the answers to anything.
She's like an educated, beautiful
She
woman.
Was a Nazi.
But didn't she know the answers, too?
She didn't know who the Great Gazoo was.
What?
Like, she didn't know anything about him.
Give me a second on that. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, Jumpers?
Exactly.
Yeah, get Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about that. She doesn't know what the Great Gazoo is.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows who the Great Gazoo is.
Yeah, he's amazing.
His name should have been the Amazing Gazoo, not the Great Gazoo.
Well, great man.
The Amazing Great Gazoo. She know about him? She just didn't know who he was?
No. And then she couldn't figure out his connection to kazoos, which to me seems obvious.
Oh, it's super obvious, man.
Yeah. Clearly there's an influence there.
Yeah, they just like kazoos, so they put a G in front of it. It was their homage to kazoos. She should know this shit. You know what?
She talked for like 20 minutes, all not answering that question. Like,
yeah.
All she did was just, I don't know the answer. Like, whatever. Then
fuck her.
Exactly.
Excuse
Thanks,
me?
Jumpers.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah,
man.
Up top, Jumpers.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That one.
Damn right.
You guys are...
You know what, Dan? That's enough out of you. You and your busy hands. Okay? Go have your fun with your lady.
Well, later after the thing.
No, we're done. And I'm going to... We need to have a serious talk. Because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you need to talk with Levi, Dan.
She
didn't know the Great Gazoo was.
Get your priorities in order.
Yeah, definitely, man.
That's like top five things for me. If a lady doesn't know what it is, I'll bounce.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Thank you.
I bet your beautiful wife knows who the Great Gazoo is.
You're damn right she does.
I bet your kid knows who the Great Gazoo is.
Of course she knows who the Great Gazoo is. She's going to grow up
to be a beautiful woman and date lots of people.
No, no. Shut up. What is wrong with you? No! Come on, Jompers!
But did I bring up something you're not ready to face?
I'm not ever going to be ready to face that, okay?
Well, at least she'll be prepared. She knows who the Great Gazoo is.
Exactly. Thank you. And she won't know anything about stupid kazoos. Thanks for nothing, kazoos. Yeah, that's right. This is Trends. We're done for the day.
What?
And this is Levi Whitehagen saying kazoos are stupid.
I'm with you on that. This is Jompers saying... Fuck kazoos.
Yeah, and this is Dan saying, who gives a shit what Dan says?
Hey, you asshole.
We are done.
Dick!